to the association of devotees.
I onda će se osjećati više privučenom društvu bhakta.
I think many people in Beograd will have more association with devotees if we have a bigger temple.
Ja mislim da u Beogradu bi se više ljudi družilo sa bhaktama da imamo veći hram.
Because you need to be very detached, you know, to feel happy if you have the knee of another person you've never seen on your chest, you know.
Ono morate biti jako odvojeni, nevezani, da kad sedite osjećate koleno druge osobe na vašim grudima.
It's a very... I remember when I first came to the temple, it was also, there were too many people always.
Sjećam kad sam ja prvi put došao u tamo, nisam bilo tako puno ljudi.
And the room was too small.
I soba je bila premala.
And there was... Somehow when I came to the Sunday feast, I always landed next to that same person which had a very aggressive smell.
Na neki način, kad bi dolazio na Sunday feast, onda bi uvijek završio pored neke osobe koja imala tako neki nezgodan miris.
And this disturbed my mind very much.
I to me jako zanimilo, moj um.
So, anyways, we want to have a nice temple.
Mi želimo imati lepi hram.
Best would be if our Bhagdama Marko would just construct one in the center of Beograd and say, this is for you.
Kad bi naš Bhagdama Marko sagradio jedan u centru Beograda i rekao, ovo je za vas.
He is an architect, so we have great hopes in him.
On je arhitekta i mi se jako polažemo nade u njega.
I think he would do if it would be possible.
Mislim da bi on to uradio kad bi to bilo moguće.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the last question.
Neki primjer da je materijalni um materijalni.
Can you maybe give one example where the material mind is material?
So the material mind, I can give an example where you can also see find the intelligence and the senses.
Mogu također ti dati primjer gdje možeš naći inteligenciju i čula.
The airport.
To je aerodrom.
You have airplanes which land in the airport.
Imaš avione koji sleću na aerodrom.
And which leave the airport.
I koji uzleću.
And you have some supervisor.
Imaš jednog koji nadgleda to.
Who sees everything on a screen.
Koji sve vidi na ekranu.
And he sees what comes in and what goes out.
I on vidi šta dolazi i šta odlazi.
And beyond that, yes, and he will sometimes give commands.
I on će ponekad izdavati naređenje.
No, this airplane cannot land now because the... I don't really know what it's called in English. The piste is not free.
I on će ponekad reći da jedan avion, recimo taj avion, ne može sletiti zato što pista nije slobodna.
Yes. And he will say, now this airplane which has to go to Bombay should go on this pista and leave.
I sad taj avion koji treba da poleti za Bombaj, on treba ući na pistu i otići.
So the senses are like airplanes.
I čula su kao avioni.
They are landing impressions.
Oni dovode do nas iskustva.
In the airport.
Na aerodrom.
Of the mind.
Na aerodrom uma.
There is... seeing.
I postoji vid.
What you see, what you hear, and so on and so forth.
Ono što vidite, ono što čujete, i tako dalje.
So, everything lands in the airport.
I sve sleće na taj aerodrom.
And there are also things which go out.
I postoje isto tako stvari koje uzleću.
Like your speech.
Vaš govor,
and your activities.
I vaše djelatnosti.
Five knowledge acquiring senses and five active senses.
pet čula za sticanje znanja i pet radnih čula.
So in a similar way, in the in the material mind, which is like an aerodrome, yes, you reflect those external perceptions.
I u materijalnom umu koji je kao aerodrom, u njemu se odražavaju ta spoljašnja, te spoljašnje percepcije.
Sometimes you see an airplane from Karachi and you feel, moj Karachi.
Ponekad vidite avion iz Karachi i onda mislite, o, moj Karachi.
In other words, you like very much this impression.
I drugim rečima, sviđa vam se jako ta impresija.
And then you see an airplane from Iraq.
Onda vidite avion iz Iraka.
Oh, Hussein, Hussein.
A ovdje se da...
And you hate it.
I onda to mrzite.
So, the material mind is just accepting and rejecting material airplanes.
I na taj način materialni sense perception. Na taj način materijalni prihvata i odbacuje te avione ili čulno opažanje.
Therefore you should strengthen the supervisor.
Zato trebate osnažiti tog nadzornika.
So that there is no disorder.
Tako da ne dođe do nereda.
There is the intelligence.
A to je inteligencija.
You must study Bhagavad Gita.
Trebate proučavati Bhagavad Gita.
Especially this book is given to strengthen our intelligence.
Ta knjiga je posebno data da bi osnažila našu inteligenciju.
It is a book for the civilization of intelligentsia.
To je knjiga za civilizaciju inteligencije.
And it will help you to at least come to the platform where there is no disturbance in your life from the ingoing and outgoing airplanes.
I onda ćete u najmanju ruku doći do nivoa kad neće više postojati uznemirenja od tih aviona koji sleću i uzleću.
Someone whose intelligence is not intact and who cannot order his life, who cannot order his mind, sorry, he has difficulties in his life.
Nečija inteligencija koja nije na mjestu i koja ne može da naređuje umu, on ima poteškoće u životu.
He sometimes will behave strangely and think strangely.
Ponekad će se ponašati i misliti čudno.
So therefore our intelligence must be strengthened.
I zato naša inteligencija mora biti osnažena.
So that the impressions or the chaos in the material mind from this you know, disordered airplanes stops.
I da tako taj nered od tih aviona u našem životu prestane.
Bhagavad Gita is a hope.
Nada leži u Bhagavad Gita.
So, I'm thanking you very much. I should not make it longer. I must say, again I want to thank you because you gave me the opportunity to speak about this. I like the subject very much personally.
Sad ne bih više da dužim, ali zahvaljujem se na prilici što sam mogao da govorim jer mi se jako sviđa ova tema.
Please come back tomorrow if you feel interest.
Ponovo dođite sutra ako vas to zanima.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Najbolja od svih osoba kojima se upućuju molitve, odajem ti svoje ponizno poštovanje, jer bez šest vrsta predanog služenja posvećenog tebi, upućivanje molitvi, posvećivanje svih rezultata delovanja, obožavanja, delovanja za tebe, neprestanog sećanja tvojih lotusovih stopala i slušanja od tvojeg stavanja, ko može dostići to što je namenjeno Paramahamsama. Smisao. Vede izjavljuju. Nayam atma pravačanena labio namednaja na vahu na šrutena. Svevišnja božanska ličnost se ne može shvatiti samo proučavanjem Veda i upućivanjem molitvi. Svevišnji gospodin se može shvatiti samo gospodinovom milošću. Proces shvatanja gospodina je stoga bhakti. Bez bhakti, samo sleđenje vedskih naredbi, da bi se shvatila apsolutna istina, neće biti ni od kakve pomoći. Proces bhakti shvata Paramahamsa, onaj ko je prihvatio suštinu svega. Rezultati bhakti su rezervisani za takvog Paramahamsu i na taj nivo se ne može dostići i taj nivo se ne može dostići ni jednim vedskim procesom osim predanog služenja. Drugi procesi kao što su gjana i joga mogu biti uspešni samo kada su pomešani sa bhakti. Kada govorimo o gjana jogi, karma jogi i dhyana jogi, reč joga ukazuje na bhakti. Bhakti yoga ili Budi yoga koja se primenjuje sa inteligencijom i punim znanjem jedini je uspešan metod za povratak kući nazad Bogu. Ako se želimo osloboditi patnji materijalnog postojanja, trebamo se posvetiti predanom služenju da bismo brzo dostigli taj cilj.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prashtyare Shadharine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kise agenta.
Stoga, o svevišnje božanska ličnosti, najbolja od svih osoba kojima se upućuju molitve, odajem ti svoje ponizno poštovanje, jer bez šest vrsta predanog služenja, posvećenog tebi, upućivanja molitvi, posvećivanje svih rezultata delatnosti, obožavanja, delovanja za tebe, neprestanog sećanja tvojih lotusovih stopala i slušanja tvojim slavama, ko može dostići to što je namenjeno Paramahamsama?
So here the process of devotional service is described by Prahlad Maharaj.
Ovde je Prahlad Maharaj opisao proces predanog služenja.
Offering prayers.
Upućivanje molitvi,
dedicating all the results of activities,
posvećivanje svih rezultata delatnosti,
worshiping Krishna,
obožavanje Krišne,
working for Krishna,
delovanje za Krišnu,
always remembering Krishna's lotus stopala,
neprestano sećanje Krišnih lotusovih stopala,
and hearing about Krishna's glories,
i slušanje o Krišnim slavama.
If you follow these six activities, you walk upon the path the great souls have taken.
Ako primenjujete tih šest vrsta delatnosti, onda idete putem kojima su prošle velike duše.
Or, as it is also explained in the Bhagavatam, you walk the path of Garuda. You fly on the path of Garuda.
Ili u Bhagavatamu je također opisano da letite onda putem Garude.
Garuda, from his species of life, is a Kinara. It's a higher being from higher planets, from upper planets, who has wings and can fly everywhere.
Garuda je po svojoj prirodi Kanara, to je biće sa viših planeta i on može da leti svuda svojim krilima.
Maybe in Christianity we know of these powerful angels like Mikael, that's Erzengel, Archangel, Michael.
Iz hrišćanstva znamo za te moćne anđele, kao što su Sveti Mihajl.
Yeah. So the Kinaras, it is said, they are born with wings.
I rečeno da su Kinare, da se rađaju sa krilima.
And their flight is very fast and very high.
I lete veoma brzo i veoma visoko.
Yes. Now in comparison to the path of the Garuda, the path ordinary fly takes looks very insignificant.
I u poređenju sa letom Garude, let obične muve izgleda veoma beznačajno.
So it is said that Paramahamsa, or a transcendentalist, he moves on the path of Garuda, whereas the materialist moves on the path of the fly.
I rečeno je da se Paramahamsa kreće putem Garude, dok se dok se obični materijalista kreće putem muve.
Do you know the flying technique of a fly?
Da li znate tehniku letenja muve?
It goes only like 3 meters or 5 meters at a time.
I ona leti uglavnom u jednom tom letu pređe po 3-4 metra.
And it flies somewhere else, completely opposite sometimes.
I onda sljedeći put poleti sasvim negdje drugdje, negdje suprotno.
And sometimes it so happens that the fly flies against a piece of glass without knowing that there is a glass and wastes maybe a whole day in trying to fly through the glass.
I ponekad se muva zaleti prema staklu i onda udari u staklo i onda nekad izgubi čitav dan tako na staklu.
So the Bhagavad Gita has said, Vyayasayatmika buddhir ekeha kuru nandana bahushaka hyanantasya buddhayo vayasayikam. That means the goal of the transcendentalist is fixed. They go always in the same direction, like the eagle who flies.
U Bhagavad Gita je naveden taj stih koji kaže da je put Paramahamsa jedno usmeren i oni lete kao orlovi, samo u jednom pravcu.
Even over many lifetimes, it is seen that transcendentalists are steadily moving towards the ultimate goal.
Čak je viđeno isto da transcendentalisti čak kroz više života se kreću veoma postojano samo prema jednom cilju.
Whereas the materialist in his ways looks very much like the fly.
Dok se materialist u svom ponašanju veoma slični muvi.
He moves here.
Kreće se ovuda.
Then, for no apparent, the reason is sense gratification, he moves in a complete opposite way.
A onda, zbog čunog zapoljenja, onda se vrati u potpuno drugom pravcu.
His life seems to be full of contradictions.
I njegov život izgleda pun protivrečnosti.
It only makes sense, sense if you consider it from the angle of sense gratification.
I on ima samo smisla ako to gledate sa gledišta zadovoljavanja čule.
Just like the fly, who flies to different things, you know, and important things.
Baš kao što muva, leti na razne stvari, potpuno nevažne.
And most of the time it is seen that a materialist does not see his own limitations. Just try something impossible.
I možemo vidjeti da materialista često uopšte ne zna svoje granice i onda nastoji da dostigne nešto što je sasvim nemoguće.
Just like the fly who goes against the window.
Baš kao što muva pokušava da prođe kroz prozor.
So the path which is outlined here by Prahlad Maharaj is the path of the Paramahamsas.
I put koji je ovde postavio Prahlad Maharaj je put Paramahamsa.
Prabhupada gives a very interesting quotes, an interesting sloka from the Mundaka Upanishad and also the Katha Upanishad. It appears two times in these, one time in each of the scriptures.
Što Prabhupada daje jedan veoma važan citat iz Mundaka i Katha Upanishadu, on se pojavljuje dva puta.
Nayamatma pravacanena labhyo na medayana bahunena shrutena yang evaisha vrinotetena labhya tasyaisha atma vivrinutitanam svam. The Supreme Lord is not attained by expert explanation.
Svevišnjeg gospodina ne možemo dostići veštim objašnjenjima.
By vast intelligence.
Velikom inteligencijom.
No, even by much hearing.
Niti čak slušanjem.
Yes, he is attained only by one who he himself chooses.
Njega dostiže samo onaj koga on izabere.
To such a person, he manifests his own form.
I takvoj osobi pokazuje svoj oblik.
Now how do we become interesting enough that Krishna manifests his own form to us?
I kako ćemo postati dovoljno zainteresovani tako da nam Krishna pokaže svoj oblik?
Starts by not falling asleep when we hear about him. So I would suggest let us open a little bit the windows so that we have some fresh oxygen.
To počinje tako što se ne uspavamo kad slušamo njemu i onda predlažemo da otvorimo prozor tako da dobijemo vazduh.
So, but a more philosophical answer would be to go on the path of the Paramahamsa.
Ali više filozofski odgovor bi bio da se ide putem Paramahamsa.
Krishna also moves on this path.
Krishna se također kreće tim putem.
He comes from the other side.
On međutim dolazi sa druge strane.
Towards us.
Prema nama.
Now, to be able to move as a transcendentalist requires some milost.
I da bismo se kretali kao transcendentalista, onda to nam je potrebna milost.
It is not by your own strength that you can do this.
To ne možete učiniti svojom sopstvenom snagom.
Because it means it's a path of liberation.
Jer to znači to je put oslobođenja.
And since we are not liberated persons,
I sve dok nismo oslobođene osobe,
we do require the strength from a source outside of us.
I onda nam je potrebna snaga koja je koja ima svoj izvor izvan nas.
This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 7th canto.
To je objašnjeno u Srimad Bhagavatam u 7. canto.
Naisham matistavaduru kramangam shprishyat yanato bhagamo yadata mahiya samparo rajo bishekam niskinchananam yavinita yavat. Please listen to this verse, it is very special. Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined towards materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord.
Sve dok ne premažu prašinu sa lotusovih stopala svetih osoba, materialističke osobe koje su vezane za materijalni život, ne mogu postati privučene gospodinu. Gospodinu lotusovih stopala.
Something like that. Yeah. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way, one can be freed from material contamination.
Samo ako postane svestan Krišne i uzme utočište gospodinovih lotusovih stopala, čovjek može se izbaviti prelazeći to materijalnu kontaminaciju.
When I first heard this verse, I went immediately, it was in Paris, I went immediately up the staircase to look for Prabhupada's shoes. And then I banged them on my head and all over the body.
Kad sam čuo za taj stih, to je bilo prvi put u Parizu, onda sam uzvršao, popio sam se u stepenice i onda sam uzvršao Prabhupadine cipele i onda sam ih ovako potrezao svuda po telu.
I wanted to smear the dust of the lotus stopala all over the body.
Htio sam da razmažem prašinu sa lotusovih stopala po čitavom telu.
This was Moshe. It was a little bit extraordinary.
To je bilo malo neobično.
But sometimes in spiritual life we break through our cultural bondages.
Ali ponekad u svom duhovnom životu onda raskinemo naše kulturno ropstvo.
But really, smear the dust from the lotus stopala of the pure devotees means you follow their instructions.
Ali pravi smisao premazivanja prašine sa lotusovih stopala bhakta znači slediti njihovo uputstvo.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita it says that unless a pure devotee favors you, it will be very difficult for you to make advancement.
U Čajtanji Čaritamrite je rečeno, ukoliko ne steknete naklonost bhakte, onda će biti vrlo teško da napredujete.
And in the Antya Lila, there is almost a formula given how you can attain that favor of the pure devotee.
I u Antya Lili je data gotova formula kako možete steći naklonost takvih čistih bhakte.
It says that there are three very powerful substances in this world.
Rečeno da postoje tri veoma moćne supstance u ovom svijetu.
The dust of the feet of a devotee.
To je prašina sa lotosovih stopala bhakte.
The water that has washed the feet of a devotee.
Voda kojom su oprana lotosova stopala bhakte.
And the remnants of food left by a devotee are three very powerful substances.
I ostaci hrane bhakte, to su te tri veoma moćne supstance.
By rendering service to these three, one can attain pure love of Krishna.
Služeći te tri supstance, osoba može dostići čistu ljubav prema Krishna.
This is not a fanatic statement.
I to nije fanatična izjava.
It has been repeated throughout the vast body of Vedic literature.
Jer ona se ponavlja kroz čitavo ogromno telo vedske literature.
I think you all get the idea. You have to find the shelter of a devotee.
Mislim da shvatate tu ideju da morate naći utočište čistog bhakte.
And serve him with affection and a clean heart.
I služiti ga sa naklonošću, ljubavlju i čistim srcem.
Yeah, in this material world we find a dim reflection of this.
U ovom materijalnom svijetu nalazimo jedan mali odraz toga.
When a man becomes very attached to a woman, he will drink his bathing water.
Kada čovjek postane veoma vezan za ženu, da će popiti vodu u kojoj se ona kupala.
So in this shloka, and the affinity of the shishya to his spiritual master is expressed. Affinity, closeness.
I na taj način je objašnjen afinitet šišje učenika prema njegovom duhovnom učitelju.
Because it is stressed who outside of a real devotee of Krishna can save a conditioned soul who is drowning in the waters of a mirage.
Jer naglašava se ko drugi osim čistog Krišnog bhakte može spasiti uslovljenu dušu od utapanja u toj vodi opsene, Fata Morgane.
Fata Morgane, mirage, yes. It is an illusion, this whole material existence.
Ovo čitavo materijalno postojanje je samo iluzija.
In the sense that this is not our true home.
U smislu da to nije naš pravi dom.
But we think it is our home.
Ali mi mislimo da jeste.
So when we approach the spiritual master,
kada priđemo duhovnom učitelju
for initiation,
da bismo dobili inicijaciju,
he will give us a wonderful gift.
On će nam dati divan poklon.
This gift we can also have before initiation, but it shows its supreme power after initiation.
Taj poklon možemo dobiti i pre inicijacije, ali on pokaže svoju čudesnu moć posebno posle inicijacije.
It is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
To je Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Now, when we approach the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in a conditioned state of existence, we usually cannot understand its potencies and also not feel it.
I kada Hare Krishna Mahamantri priđemo u uslovljenom stanju, onda ne možemo doživjeti i osjetiti njenu moć.
The Upadishamrita says that a person who is who has jaundice cannot taste the sweetness of sugar.
U Padešamriti je rečeno da osoba koja ima žuticu ne može okusiti slast šećera.
He will taste sugar as something very bitter.
on će, njemu će, njoj će šećer imati veoma gorak ukus.
Due to his disease.
Zbog njene bolesti.
In a similar way, the conditioned soul cannot feel the taste of the Maha Mantra.
Na taj način usunjena duša ne može osjetiti ukus Maha Mantra.
This is because of the disease.
To je zbog bolesti.
I'm just reading a book called Harinam Chintamani. There it is said that the name must be cultured.
Upravo čitam knjigu koja se zove Harinam Chintamani i tu se kaže da sveto ime trebamo negovati.
In previous times, Vaishnavas would sit at a secluded place and chant, start with chanting 64 rounds.
Pre, u ranije vremena, Vaishnave su uglavnom sedeli na... otišli da sednu na usamljene mjesto i onda bi počeli da mantraju 64 kruga.
And they would increase this up to 3 times 64 rounds. That's 136 rounds, if I'm correct.
No, or, 92.
What?
92.
Oh. Three times. Yes, 192. sorry. 192 rounds.
I onda bi povećavali taj broj krugova sve do 192.
Yeah. Why?
I zašto?
Did they have nothing to do?
Zar nemaju šta da rade?
Well, when you start chanting the holy name, after you reach a certain level, you will all of a sudden understand Krishna's form.
Nakon što mantrate sveto ime i onda dođete do jednog određenog nivoa, onda ćete spoznati Krishnin oblik.
Then you will understand Krishna's qualities.
Onda ćete spoznati Krishnine odlike.
That means Krishna begins to have an active relationship with you.
To znači da Krishna počne imati veoma aktivan odnos sa vama.
For instance, if you want to understand Sudarshan's qualities, you cannot just look at him, you have to ask him questions.
Recimo da hoćete da saznate koje su Sudarshanove odlike, ne možete se ga samo gledati, nego trebate pitati.
And you will have to watch him while he is running over the roof.
I onda isto gledati dok trči po krovu.
And being a little nitkov. Yes, little. So, Krishna's qualities are present if you see him doing his activities.
Krishna odlike su prisutne ako ga gledamo za vreme njegovih delatnosti.
So the holy name can be compared to a key which opens a door to the transcendental world.
I sveto ime se može uporediti sa ključem koji otvara vrata prema transcendentalnom svetu.
And that's why people, the Vaishnavas in previous times were chanted so much.
I zato su Vaishnave radije mantrali toliko puno.
Now we consider us.
I sad uzmemo obzir nas.
It's very difficult for us to chant 24 rounds on Ekadasi.
Za nas je veoma teško da mantramo 25 krugova na Ekadaši.
Because our minds are so restless.
Jer naš um je tako nemiran.
And the taste has not been awoken.
I ukus se još nije pojavio.
We sometimes think when we come to Krishna consciousness, oh, the Hare Krishna mantra is just a combination made from letters.
Kada dođemo u svesnost Krishna, onda često mislimo Hare Krishna Maha Mantra je samo kombinacija slova.
These are only some words.
To su samo neke reči.
But no, just like the glow, let us say the glowing of the glow worm has nothing to do with fire.
Ali ne, upravo kao što svetlo, svica, nema nikakve veze sa vatrom.
It only looks like this.
Samo izgleda tako.
In a similar way, the holy name has nothing to do with letters.
Na sličan način sveto ime nema nikakve veze sa slovima.
It's a transcendental power which can be applied if you are qualified.
To je transcendentalna moć koju možemo primijeniti ako smo kvalifikovani.
Who can tell us the qualifications for chanting Hare Krishna always?
Ko nam može reći kvalifikacije za neprestano mantranje Hare Krishna Mahamantra?
Volim. This is very important. Why is this? Can't see that picture. Oh, the teacher has saved our morning. Trinada pisunichena. But now you must also give the translation. Was it alright?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. Yes, I know that. Yeah. A devotee has to become humble.
Bhakta treba da postane ponizan.
Humility is not a pathological psychological thing in the mind.
Poniznost nije patološka ili psihološka stvar u umu.
That he has no confidence.
Da on nema poverenje.
No, it means self-realization.
To znači samospoznaje.
We are in a very humble position.
Mi smo u veoma poniznom položaju.
Our body may be very strong.
Naše telo može biti jako snažno.
And our mind may be very swift.
A naš um veoma brz.
But we are not the body and the mind.
Ali mi nismo telo i um.
We have nothing to do with material qualities.
Mi nemamo nikakve veze sa materijalnim odlikama.
We are the eternal servant of Krishna who's lost in this world of illusion.
Mi smo večni sluga Krishne koji je izgubljen u ovom svetu iluzije.
So we are certainly in a humble position in this material world.
I svakako smo u poniženom stanju u materijalnom svetu.
See the it is very nice the Latin word for the false understanding of oneself is called prestigie.
To je veoma lepo, recimo, latinska reč za
prestigia or something. Understanding of oneself.
Za pogrešno shvatanje kosmo je prestigie.
Prestiga or something like this, yeah. Prestige. Oh, prestige, you know. I think there is such a word also in Yugoslavian, isn't it? Prestige?
Yes.
How is it in Yugoslavian?
International.
International, yes. French, it's the same. German, it's the same. Prestige. You know, the literal translation of prestige means trick brought about by a magician.
Bukvalni prevod te reči znači trik koji vam predstavi mađančan.
To give you a simple example, I want to give you the example of P.T. Sagar.
Da bi vam dao jedan jednostavan primjer, navešću ispričanu priču o P.T. Sagaru.
Yes, Sagaru. He was a great magician.
On je bio veliki mađioničar.
Once he did a very nice trick.
Jednom je izveo veoma lep trik.
All the Britishers wanted to have a magical show from him at 4 o'clock.
Svi Englezi su hteli da im on predstavi neki mađioničarski trik u 4 sata.
Just after they had finished their tea and biscuits.
Tako što su završili sa čajom i biskvitima.
And polo. So, they all came at 4 o'clock to be there for the show.
I svi su došli u 4 sata da bi došli na tu predstavu.
But no Piti Saga was there.
Ali tamo nije bio Piti Saga.
Then they waited for 15 minutes.
I onda su čekali 15 minuta.
Then they became very angry.
I onda su se jako naljutili.
He's from a subordinate nation.
On je iz niže nacije.
And he lets us wait.
I onda onda se ostavlja da čekamo.
The colonial masters.
I to su rekli, mi smo kolonijalni gospodari.
Gospodari. So, they had to wait up till 5 o'clock. Yeah, this is too much for a British gentleman. They are very punctual.
I onda su morali da čekaju sve do 5 sati, dok nije bilo 5 sati, i to je bilo previše za te Britance, jer oni su veoma tačni.
They all wanted that Piti Saga goes to prison for 50 years.
I svi su htjeli da on ode u zatvor 50 godina.
So at 5 o'clock sharp, Piti Saga smilingly appeared on the stage.
I onda, tačno u 5 sati, Piti Saga se pojavio sa osmehom na licu na bini.
He said, dobrodošli, ladies and gentlemen. And they said, why are you late? 1 hour, we are waiting.
I onda su oni rekli, zašto kasniš? Čitav sat, mi čekamo.
Well, said Piti Saga, it's 4 o'clock.
Piti Saga rekao, pa 4 sata je.
And just look at your watches.
I pogledajte na vaše satove.
I looked at the watches. And on every watch it was 4 o'clock.
I onda su oni pogledali, na svakom satu je bilo 4 sata.
They came at 3 o'clock.
Oni su došli u 3 sata.
And by illusion they thought it's 4 o'clock.
I usred iluzije mislili su da je 4 sata.
So powerful was Piti Saga.
Tako je moćan bio Piti Saga.
Yes. So, this is how powerful also, well, this is an example which shows you someone who is in prestige, the holy cow of materialism. You have to be some prestigious gentleman, otherwise you have to go to the psychotherapy. This is a trick by the witch Maya, which is based on a wrong understanding of oneself.
I na taj način nas isto Maja vara tako što nam kaže da moramo biti veoma ugledan čovjek, inače ćemo morati da se posvetimo, da se podvrgnemo psihoterapiji, i onda na taj način nas ona vara, i to je njena moćna iluzija.
But this really is a trick. Sasha looks. What is happening on his watch? But this really is a mass illusion brought about by Maya, to think you are the body and the womb.
I to je ta masovna iluzija koju zada je Maja, da mislimo da smo materijalno telo i um.
Da, this is Maya. So, we have to be humble in order to chant the holy name.
Moramo biti ponizni da bismo mantrali sveto ime.
And then if we can chant, we will experience 7 powerful effects.
I onda kad budemo u mogućnosti da tako mantramo, onda ćemo osjetiti 7 veoma moćnih efekata.
The first thing is that the activities of the material mind, which are covering the soul, can be controlled, and they decrease their influence.
Prva je da veoma moćni materijalni prekrivači uma postepeno nestaju, i onda se smanjuje njihov uticaj.
The mind of a devotee does not react in a way the mind of the kami reacts.
Um bhakte ne reaguje na način na koji reaguje um karmija.
To give you an example, once a devotee friend of mine went to the hotel and he was asked to give his opinion of the service in the hotel.
Jednom je jedan moj prijatelj bhakta otišao.
And the spiritual mind is like a fire.
Duhovni um je kao vatra.
The material mind is just like a dull ball of iron.
A materijalni um je kao jedan tupi komad železa.
Just like the iron receives its warmth from the fire, our material mind has received its strength from the spiritual mind.
I baš kao što gvožđe je dobilo svoju snagu, moć od vatre, tako naš materijalni um dobija svoju snagu od duhovnog uma.
In other words, the material mind empowers the spiritual mind empowers the material mind.
Drugim rečima, duhovni um opunomoćuje materijalni um.
So that like an elephant which runs amok, the material mind runs towards the sense objects.
I baš kao što slon pobegne, tako materijalni um trči prema predmetima čula.
Now, if you wake up your spiritual mind, you have a very great power.
Međutim, ako probudite duhovni um, onda dobijete izuzetno veliku moć.
The material mind is active during three phases of existence.
Materijalni um je aktivan tokom tri faze materijalnog postojanja.
It is active in the wakeful state.
U budnom stanju.
In the dreaming state.
U stanju zasnivanja.
And it is reduced to almost no activity in the deep sleep state.
I onda je skoro potpuno neaktivan u dubokom snu.
Sometimes the material mind is frustrated with material life.
Ponekad je materijalni um frustriran materijalnim životom.
At that time it makes plans how to be liberated from material existence.
Onda počne da pravi planove kako se osloboditi od materijalnog postojanja.
But whatever comes from the material mind cannot be accepted as means of liberation.
Ali sve što dođe od materijalnog uma se ne može prihvatiti kao sredstvo oslobođenja.
Whilst I'm talking about this, I have to almost laugh.
Dok govorim ovo, skoro bih se zasmeo.
Because in our programs, especially in mystical Yugoslavia, we meet so many different concepts of spirituality.
Jer na našim programima, pogotovo u Jugoslaviji, nailazimo na toliko puno shvatanja o duhovnosti.
Mostly they are like on a very ghostly platform.
Većinom su oni skoro na nivou duhova.
Like yesterday night, a lady came to me and said, my extrasensual perceptions all take place when I'm in great pain, lying on my bed.
Ona je rekla da moje posebno čulno opažanje se dešava onda kad primam posebno opažanje.
Van čulno opažanje. Van čulno opažanje.
Vančulno opažanje se dešava kada ležim u velikom bolu na krevetu.
I see myself over my body.
Vidim da se nalazim iznad tela.
And all of a sudden hell breaks loose.
I odjednom se pojavi pakao.
So I said to her, this is not really exactly spiritual what you have.
Ja sam onda rekao, to nije baš duhovno to što sam mi rekao.
Your mind may leave the body and it remains connected to the body.
Moj um može malo napustiti telo, ali on ostaje povezan sa telom.
And when it hovers over the tela, the body, it has some impressions of your material life.
I onda kada lebdi nad materijalnim telom, onda ima neki utisak o materijalnom životu.
The spiritual life, the spiritual mind is described as susukam. Kartumavijayam.
Duhovni život je opisan kao susukam kartumavijayam.
Sukha means happiness.
Sukha znači sreće.
But susukha means ecstasy.
Ali susukha znači ekstaze.
So kartum means what is done.
Karta znači ono što se radi.
Like in the word ahankara.
Kao reči ahankara.
Kara means the maker.
Kara znači vršilac delatnosti.
Yes, delakshmi. Yes. And the ahang means I. Ahankara is the I maker or the false ego.
Znači ahan, to znači ja, znači da ahankara znači vršilac delatnosti ili lažni ja.
So spiritual life is the happiness maker.
A duhovni život je ono što nas čini srećnim.
Susukam katum avyayam. Yes. And there is also a Krishna's description of spiritual life, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma no shochati na kankshati. This means someone who is on the Brahma Bhuta niveau, not mental niveau, that's a Brahma Bhuta niveau, a platform. The functions of his material mind, which means accepting Maya and rejecting Maya, have stopped.
I postoji također Krishna opis duhovnog života, to je kad se osoba nalazi na Brahma Bhuta nivou, ne na umnom nivou, mentalnom nivou. To znači da kad se nalazi na nivou kad niti prihvata, niti odbacuje Maju.
The mind is sometimes new devotees think, oh, I don't want this Maya. It is not good for me.
Ponekad mladi bhakte, novi bhakte misle, ja ne želim tu Maju, to nije dobro za mene.
But that means your material mind perceives the material world and rejects it. It's a material function of the mind.
Ali to znači da vaš materijalni um pod utjecajem te materijalne funkcije prihvata i odbacuje stvari iz materijalnog svijeta.
In a spiritual mind, where there is no attachment to the material world, there is also no detachment, no rejection of the material world.
I u duhovnom umu u kom nema prihvatanja stvari iz materijalnog svijeta, ne postoji ni odbacivanje.
Someone who is on the spiritual platform is even in the material world in the kingdom of God.
Takva osoba je čak i u materijalnom svijetu u carstvu, čak i u materijalnom svijetu nalazi u carstvu Boga.
Sorry, I have to go a little bit back. I just dropped a very important subject.
Malo ću se vratiti unazad, ima još nešto važno.
I was saying how in our material minds, everyone, even the grossest materialists, wants liberation.
Rekao sam kako u našem materijalnom umu čak i najveći materialista želi oslobođenje.
There are five kinds of liberations.
I postoji pet vrsta oslobođenja.
And I should just tell you these liberations. Salokya is the first. It means you want to live at the same planet as God.
Salokya je prva, to znači da želite da živite na istoj planeti kao Bog.
And then there is Samipya, which means you want to be in the association of God.
Samipya je tu onda, što znači želite biti u društvu Boga.
Sarupya means you want to have the same body as God.
Sarupya znači da želite imati isto telo kao Bog.
Shashti means you want to have the same riches or opulences as God.
I sarshti, što znači da želite imati isto bogatstvo ili obilje kao Bog.
And sajuja is the fifth. It means you want to be, you want to dissolve, you want to be like a drop who goes back into the ocean. You just want to annihilate your individuality in the existence of God.
I sa juđa to znači da se želite jednostavno raspasti, se želite rastaviti, znači da želite kao kap vode koja ulazi u okean, da se želite nestati u postojanju Boga.
These are the desires of the material mind, it is not spiritual.
I to su želje materijalnog uma, one nisu duhovne.
It is, in other words, we have now come to a very tricky platform of the mentalni nivou.
Drugim rečima, došli smo na veoma prevrtljivi nivo, umnog nivo.
It is a platform which in this world that people only work with their material needs is considered to be already spiritual.
I taj nivo na kome materijalni deluje u materijalnom svijetu se smatra već duhovnim.
To become one with God.
Postati jedno sa Bogom.
To be at the same place where God is.
Biti na istom mjestu gdje Bog.
This can be a trick of the material mind.
To može biti trik materijalnog uma.
This is how tricky your material mind can be.
I na taj način vas može prevariti materijalno.
See, you have an eternal spiritual identity.
Vi imate večni duhovni identitet.
And only the spiritual mind means to be conscious in this and active in this relationship.
I samo duhovni um znači biti uspešan na kraju u tom odnosu.
Yes. Now, because this is such a delicate subject matter, it is so important for sadhakas like all of us to understand. Let me dwell a little bit on this.
I pošto je to veoma važna tema, pogotovo za nas koji smo sadake, onda trebamo malo ostati na tome.
I want to try to draw a borderline between bona fide spiritual experiences and spiritual semi-spiritual imaginations of the material mind.
Želim povući granicu između vjerodostojnih duhovnih iskustava i nazovi duhovnih iskustava materijalnog uma.
For our eyes, bona fide spiritual experiences sometimes look almost like no, I should formulate it in a different way. For our eyes, the imaginary spiritual experiences sometimes look like real spiritual experiences.
I u našim očima ta imaginarna duhovna iskustva ponekad izgledaju kao stvarna.
To make this very simple, I must give a simple example.
Da bi to pojednostavio, da ću jednostavno primjer.
See, in, I do not know how it is here, but in Niemczech, in Germany, young people do not like to go to the army.
Ne znam kako je to ovdje u Jugoslaviji, ali u Njemačkoj mladi ljudi ne žele da što idu u vojsku.
There's one trick you can do in order to be seen as someone who's chronically sick.
Jedan postoji jedan trik koji možete izvesti tako da pomisle da ste kronični bolesnik.
The trick comes from India.
Taj trik dolazi iz Indije.
You take an onion. Onion.
Uzmete luk.
And put it underneath your what an armpit.
I onda stavite pod pazuh.
Then you wait.
I onda čekate.
After some time you will have it symptoms like a feverish person.
Znači da nakon nekog vremena dobiti simptome grozničave osobe.
You will get very hot.
Onda će vam porasti temperatura.
It somehow gets into the lymph system.
Jer to na neki način uđe u limfni sistem.
Limfni sistem, yes. So, then everyone can be tricked by you, cheated by you.
I onda na taj način možete prevariti svakoga.
So, next time you want to not go to the school, you want to go to the temple.
Sljedeći put kada ne želite otići u školu, već mi
je pravda. To je vrk. But it is only a trick. It is not a real fever.
A to je samo trik, to nije prava groznica.
It only looks like a real fever.
Samo izgleda tako.
In the same way, there can be imaginations, even of Krishna, let us be self-analytical, which are only a trick of the mind.
Na taj način može doći čak i do imaginacije Šri Krishna, međutim to su samo prevare, trikovi materijalnog uma.
Someone can think, I am a great devotee.
Neko može pomisliti, ja sam veliki bhakta.
I have ecstasy.
Osjećam ekstazu.
And love.
I imam ljubav.
But it is not this mentality. Yes. Now, how to differentiate the two?
Ali kako se razlikovati između te dve stvari?
How to differentiate the tears of imagination from the tears of ecstasy?
Kako razlikovati napraviti razliku između suza zanos suza imaginacije i suza zanosa?
This is actually not so difficult as it may appear.
To u stvari nije tako teško kako može izgledati.
When you remove the cause, you remove the symptom.
Ako otklonite uzrok, onda ste otklonili symptom.
In other words, if the external causes for your well-being and well-feeling are removed, and your feeling is also away, that means it was a material.
Drugim rečima, ako otklonite taj external
cause, external.
Ako se uklone vanjski uzroci do zadovoljstva i osjećanje nestane, onda to znači da je to mentalno.
Mhm. Yes. Da. There are certain external causes for our so-called spiritual perception.
Postoje određeni spoljašnji uzroci, uzroci za neke, za neke naše takozvane duhovne percepcije.
Like some nice music.
Kao neka lepa muzika.
Some emotion.
Neka emocija.
Some feeling of well-being.
Neko osjećanje da ste dobro.
All these have external causes.
I sve to ima neki spoljašnji uzrok.
A spiritual ecstasy, however, is not at all dependent on these.
Ali duhovni zanos uopšte ne zavisi od toga.
It's just like if our Bhakti Tamara removes the onion from her armpit, then the fever will also go.
Isto kao kad bi Bhakti Tamara sklonila taj luk pod pazuhom i onda bi temperatura također nestala.
I know this is a very gross example, but to make things simple, maybe it may be relevant.
Znam da je to jako grub primjer, ali da bismo pojednostavili stvar, onda to...
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that we should all wake up to bona fide Krishna consciousness.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur kaže da se svi trebamo probuditi do verodostojne svjesnosti Krishna.
Probuditi. It says, Bhakti Parishanu Bhavo Viraktiya Anyatra Chaisha. This is by the awakening of Bhakti, which is love for Krishna, three things come.
To znači da buđenjem Bhakti, ljubavi prema Krishna, dolazi do tri stvari.
One is genuine attraction, which is called rati.
Jedna je istinska privlačnost, to je rati.
The second is a direct perception of Krishna.
Druga je neposredno opažanje Krishne.
And the third, and this usually you can apply as a testing, whether you are advanced in Krishna realization or not.
I treća stvar koju, po kojoj možete znati da li ste zaista napredni u svjesnosti Krishne.
The third is you lose your attraction to everything which is material.
To je da gubite privlačnost prema svemu što je materijalno.
Just like when you eat, after some time you say, hvala lepa.
Što kad jedete nakon nekog vremena kažete?
You are no longer attracted.
Niste više privučeni.
In a similar way, he who makes, or she who makes progress in spiritual life, loses his attraction even to TV.
Na taj način osoba koja napreduje u duhovnom životu čak gubi privlačnost prema televiziji.
Even that. I'm saying it a little digestible.
To kažemo na način koji se može shvatiti.
So, at that time, when your spiritual mind is fully awakened in its natural attraction to Krishna, the spiritual mind prays in a certain way, and I want to read you this prayer and end with this.
Na taj način kad se vaš duhovni um probudi do potpune svesnosti Krišne, onda on moli, upućuje molitvu na jedan određeni način.
Now this prayer is given by the acharyas.
I tu molitvu su dali acharije.
What pleasures can be there in this decaying body?
Kakvo zadovoljstvo može biti u ovom telu koje se raspada?
Yes. Now you must be very good for only 5 more minutes then. This body which consists of 5 decaying elements.
Ovo materijalno telo koje se sastoji iz 5 elemenata koji se raspadaju.
And which is full of smell and impurities.
I koje je puno smrada i nečistoće.
Let us reflect for a moment our material existence.
Pogledajmo samo za trenutak naše materijalno postojanje.
In this body we experience anger.
U ovom telu osjećamo gnev.
Ambition.
I ambiciju.
The illusion. Illusion.
Iluziju.
Strah.
Strah.
Sadness.
I tugu.
Enviousness.
Zavis.
And hated.
I mržnju.
Because we often experience separation from those which we love.
Često osjećamo odvojenost od onih koje volimo.
And we are forced to associate with those which we hate.
I prisiljeni smo da se družimo sa onima koje mrzimo.
What pleasures can be there if we experience hunger?
Kakvo zadovoljstvo može biti tu kada osjećamo glad?
Thirst.
Ili žeć.
Sickness.
Bolest.
Fragility. Lobiost. Growth.
Rast.
Decay.
Ili raspadanje.
And smrt.
I smrt.
The universe is meant to decay.
Univerzum je jednostavno sklon raspadanju.
Grass, trees and animals are born and die.
Trava, drveće i životinje se rađaju i umiru.
Powerful titos have come.
Moćni ljudi su došli.
And have left their joys and their fame.
I ostavili su svoje radost i slavu.
Beings even higher than humans have gone away.
Biće čak i više od ljudskih su otišli.
Whole oceans have been dried up.
Čitavi okeani su isušeni.
Mountains have fallen.
Planine su pale.
The polar star has been replaced.
I severnjača je smenjena.
And the ropes which connect the planetary orders have been ripped up asunder.
I konopci koji povezuju planetarne sisteme su raskinuti.
What pleasures can be in such a world?
Kakvog zadovoljstva može biti u takvom svetu?
Are we who live in this world not like frogs who jump around in a dried up well?
Zar mi koji živimo u ovom materijalnom svetu nismo kao žabe koje skakuću po isušenom bunaru?
In order to wake up from the illusions of the mind.
Da bismo se probudili, trgli iz iluzija uma.
Who is only a false friend.
Koji je samo lažni prijatelj.
We should come before the Supreme Lord.
Trebamo doći pred svevišnjim gospodinom.
And be regretful.
I zažaliti.
He will hear our prayers.
On će čuti naše molitve.
He will have milost with us.
I smilovat će se na nas.
And out of his natural kindness,
iz svoje prirodne ljubaznosti,
he will appear before us,
i pojavit će se pred nama,
as a spiritual master,
kao duhovni učitelj,
who knows about the scriptures,
koji poznaje spise,
and is entirely free from the desires of the senses.
I potpuno je oslobođen od želja čula.
He will take us away from the rule of the mind.
On će nas izbaviti od vladavine.
He will cut away the entanglements.
On će raskinuti tu zapletenost.
And he will chase away the darkness of ignorance from our heart.
I odagnat će tamu iz našeg srca.
Just like a lion who chases away the elephant from the depths of the dark of the jungle.
Tamu neznanja, baš kao slon koji odagna lav koji odagna
lion which will chase away by its powerful roaring the elephant from the depths of the jungle.
Baš kao lav koji će svojim zastrašujućim rikom odagnati slonove iz dubine šume.
Then the mind, the material mind, will reflect itself like a scorpion which is surrounded by fire.
Onda će materijalni um sebe odraziti kao škorpion koji je okružen vatrom.
Many of you do not know scorpions, so I have to explain this example.
Mnogi vas ne znaju puno o škorpijama, tako da ću objasniti taj primjer.
When a scorpion sees that he is surrounded by fire, he, because he is very arrogant, he will not allow the fire to kill him.
Kada škorpija vidi da je okružena vatrom, pošto je jako arogantna, onda neće dozvoliti vatri da je ubije.
Instead, it will take its
sting,
it's called. It will take its sting and kill itself.
Umjesto toga uzet će svoju tu žauku i ubit će sebe.
Yes. So when you begin to understand how your material mind has tricked you for many lifetimes.
I kada počnete shvatati kako vas je vaš materijalni um varao mnogo života.
How like a bad friend it has only led you into misery.
Kako vas je kao loš prijatelj samo vodio u bedu.
And away from Krishna.
I udaljavao vas od Krishna.
Then with the force of your own considerations you would think this is enough.
Onda ćete snagom svojih sobstvenih misli reći dosta više.
In other words, you will reject your mind.
Drugim rečima, odbacit ćete
your thoughts, your material thoughts.
Vaše materijalne misli.
Then you will practice spiritual life so that the spiritual mind is awakened.
Na taj način ćete praktikovati duhovni život tako da se probudi duhovni um.
So then in your spiritual mind you only desire to have devotional service to Krishna.
I onda u vašem duhovnom umu samo želite da predano služite Krishna.
And you will become a wonderful Vaishnav.
I postat ćete divan Vaishnav.
So Hare Krishna, thank you very very much. I'm, as you can see, I'm very enthusiastic about this subject matter.
Hvala vam lepo. Kao što vidite, ja sam veoma entuzijastičan ovdje.
This was the second lecture in our little seminar, what is a Vaishnava?
To je bila druga lekcija u našem seminaru, šta je Vaishnava?
If you like this subject matter, tomorrow we will have another lecture.
Ako vam se sviđa ovo, onda sutra ćemo imati još jednu lekciju.
The subject of tomorrow's lecture will be more on spiritual realizations.
Tema sutrašnje lekcije će biti više u vezi sa duhovnim realizacijama.
And I consider this today's part was very important so that we know what it means to control the mind.
Današnji deo je bio jako važan tako da znamo što znači vladati umom.
But tomorrow's part personally I want to make a little reklame. It is what to do in spiritual life.
Ali da bi reklamirao malo sutrašnji deo, onda ću reći da sutra ćemo govoriti o tome šta učiniti u duhovnom životu.
This will find its high point, that in the lecture after tomorrow,
i može dostići vrhunac u lekciji prekosutra,
then you will hear different practices which you can perform with your body and mind, which will bring you to the spiritual platform.
Kada ćete čuti za razne vrste djelatnosti koje možete primijeniti da biste došli na duhovni nivo.
Because with these practices you make yourself ready to experience the bhakti shakti.
Jer pomoću tih djelatnosti možete se pripremiti da osjetite bhakti shakti.
Not the group bhakti shakti, bhakti shakti, but that is also nice bhakti. But here we mean with bhakti shakti the force of devotion.
Ali ne grupu, već se misli zapravo na silu, na tu moć predanog služenja.
So, I thank you very much. Do you have one or two questions to these subjects?
Možda jedno, dva pitanja?
Yes, Marko.
Would you tell me difference between Brahma-Buddha platform?
Yes.
And is there any difference between Brahma-Buddha platform and realization of Brahman?
Da li, pitanje je, da li postoji neka razlika između nivoa Brahma-Buddha i spoznaje Brahmana?
There can be, but there must not necessarily be a difference.
Može postati razlika, ali ne neophodno.
When a devotee is on a, of Krishna is on the Brahma Buddha platform, he sees how the Brahman, the spiritual energy, is connected to Krishna as the rays of Krishna's divine body.
Kada je Krishna, kada je Krishna bhakta na Brahma Buddha nivou, onda vidi kako su ti zraci Brahmana povezani sa Krishnim telom.
In the Isha Upanishad, the devotee prays, "My dear Lord, please remove the glaring effulgence which makes it impossible to see your divine transcendental face."
U Išopanišadi Bhakta se moli, molim te gospodine, ukloni taj blještavi sjaj tako da mogu vidjeti tvoj oblik.
Just like when Madana Radhya Prabhu makes a powerful flash. Then for a moment we cannot see you any longer.
Kad okinete fotoaparatom, onda za trenutak ne možete vidjeti tu osobu.
Everything is light.
Svi samo.
Then I may pray, oh, Madana Radhya, take away the flashlight so that I can see you. So, in a similar way, the devotee wants to see actually behind the glaring effulgence the face of the Lord.
I na taj način Bhakta želi da iza tog blještavog sjaja ugleda lice gospodina.
Someone who is not on this platform, whom we can call the Brahmavadi, for him Brahma-Bhuta does not mean to necessarily mean to see Krishna.
I za nekog koja se ne nalazi na tom nivou, za nekog koja je Brahmavadi, za njega neophodno ne znači da biti na tom nivou znači vidjeti Krishna.
Because he lacks love for God,
jer mu nedostaje ljubav prema Bogu,
God doesn't show himself in his personal feature.
Bog se ne pokazuje svom ličnom obeležju.
See, just like a very, very simple example, you have a chef, a boss in your work. So, but I do not know how your relationship is, but say you do not especially like him very much. Then he does not invite you to his personal home where he has his swimming pool and so on and so forth.
Recimo, jednostavan primjer, recimo da imaš nekog šefa tamo gde radiš i onda on ti se jako ga ne voliš ga jako puno i zbog toga on te nikada ne pozove kući da dođeš u njegov bazen i razne druge stvari.
In other words, you will only see a very external manifestation of your shefa.
I onda ćeš vidjeti samo jednu spoljašnju manifestaciju svog šefa.
Šefi. Yes, please.
Is it possible that while chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra we experience some false spiritual experience, and how can we distinguish between real and false?
That's a very interesting question.
To je veoma interesantno pitanje.
I have often seen how people who begin chanting experience all kinds of amazing things.
Vidio sam da mnogi ljudi koji počinju da mantraju, onda doživljavaju razne vrste čudnih stvari.
Many times these were so because the mind was stirred up, so to say, by the chanting.
Mnogo puta se desilo, to se desilo zato što je um na neki način povučen bio time.
When I started chanting, this was certainly the case.
Kada sam ja počinjem da mantram, onda to sigurno nije slučaj.
I heard, for instance, the whole S-Bahn, the whole train in which I was riding, everyone was chanting Hare Krishna.
Ja bih čuo da svako u vozu u kome sam putao, da su svi mantrali Hare Krishna.
I saw light all over.
Vidio sam svetlo svuda.
And I can say this were, in my case, reflections of my mind.
I u mom slučaju mogu reći da je to bio odraz mog uma.
But for a devotee, this is not the case.
Ali što se tiče bhakte, to nije slučaj.
If he practices the rules and regulations,
ako primenjuje pravila i propise,
when you practice the rules of spiritual life, you are, so to say, protected in a frame, in a safe and sure frame.
Ako primenjujete pravila duhovnog života, onda ste zaštićeni jednim okvirom duhovnog života.
And the material mind is not so active.
I onaj materijalni um nije više toliko aktivan.
Usually what happens with a new devotee, the first spiritual experience is, he has a feeling of sloboda.
Prvo iskustvo mladog bhakte je da ima osjećaj slobode.
Slobode, yes. And he feels auspiciousness everywhere.
I osjeća da je sve povoljno svuda.
He feels how the whole world is connected, the whole world in himself, in it, is connected to Krishna's plan.
I osjeća da je čitav svet u njemu povezan sa Krishnim planom.
Yes. So the answer is yes, if you do not practice the rules and regulations of spiritual life, your mind can run amok even when you chant Hare Krishna.
I da, odgovor je da ako ne primenjuješ pravila duhovnog života, pravila i propise, onda tvoj um može neki način.
So to avoid that,
you should, to
avoid this, you should become a strict follower of the put of the sadhana.
I da bi to izbjegao, onda moraš postati striktan sledbenik puta sadhana.
These are the practices which prepare one for spiritual life.
I to su djelatnosti koje pripremaju osobu za duhovni život.
Yeah, absolutely.
If one is not in different reasons, is not associating so much with the lotus, maybe his occupation or his living family or something like that. So if he wants to expand his devotional service. The first question is to what extent it is possible? And another is if there any danger that he develops this in the wrong way.
Pitanje je da kad neko primenjuje predano služenje van društva bhakta, recimo da živi negde dalje u nekom gradu, i onda pitanje do koje on mere može da se da napreduje u predanom služenju i da li može da se razvije u nekom pogrešnom pravcu.
Well, if someone does not associate with the devotees, they may you have to see what are his reasons.
Ako neko ne može da se druži sa bhaktama, onda morate vidjeti koji su razlozi za to.
There may be practical reasons. He lives, just like you said, living far away, or maybe his neighbors will lock his door if he goes to the Hare Krishna.
Možda su u pitanju praktični razlozi, možda živi stvarno daleko ili će mu susedi zaključati kuću ako ode u Hare Krishna hram.
But if there, so he can certainly practice Krishna consciousness at home because in his heart he is liking transcendentalists.
On svakako može da praktikuje svesnost Krišne jer u svom srcu voli transcendentaliste.
Yes. But if someone in his heart has developed a separatist mentality, then it is not so good. He cannot develop so easily.
Ali ako neko u srcu razvije separatistički mentalitet, onda se ne može tako lako razvijati.
When I got to know the devotees, in the beginning I thought, I can never live like these people.
Ja upoznao bhakte, onda sam na početku mislio, pa nikad ne mogu živjeti sa tim ljudima.
I saw the devotees were very groby people.
Vidio sam da su bhakte veoma grubi ljudi.
Grubi ljudi. They are always so direct. What's about poesy and poetry? And where are the music? Always the same. Hare Krishna. And so, where is the avant-gardistic cloth? And the girls have no schminka. I mean, no, Schminke, I didn't want any, you know, Schminke, no, I was not aware, I didn't think about Schminke.
No, this
I must take back. It was not so bad. Anyways, I couldn't see the essence of the devotees.
Nisam mogao vidjeti suštinu bhakta.
And therefore developed misconceptions.
I na taj način sam razvio pogrešno shvatanje.
This simplicity, this external simplicity in the devotee sometimes shocks our friends.
Ta spoljašnja jednostavnost bhakta ponekad zastraši naše prijatelje.
But they should not feel shocked.
Ali oni ne trebaju da se osjećaju uplašeno.
The devotees concentrate so much on the spiritual essence, that's why they appear sometimes very, you know, single-minded and concentrated.
Bhakti se uglavnom koncentrišu na duhovnu suštinu, tako da nekad izgledaju kao da su jedno usmereni.
So if you have a misunderstanding about devotees, if someone has